For no one except for when they were in that battle, right? And the sundial went backward as a sign. I'm trying to remember that scripture. Anyway, praise the Lord. Welcome to the program. Glad you're here and hope to be a blessing to you tonight as we share some things about the Lord Jesus and the Father and His relationship with you. Praise God. We're going to open up with a little bit of news first as we start the program as well. So at least 64 U.S. businesses are planning to pay for their employees to abort their preborn babies. So those 64 businesses will have blood on their hands. If they support that, they're going to have blood on their hands, right? They're going to have to answer for that. Yeah, don't want to be in their shoes? Not going to be in their shoes, right? Because we don't want blood on our hands. Amen. We want to support life. And the unborn is just as alive as the born. Thank God for what's happening right now to resist that abortion mill and what they're doing. South African Satanic Church co-founder meets Jesus in supernatural encounter. That's right. He was the basically second in command there. He turned to Jesus after experiencing God's love from four particular Christians who just kept loving him. And then he also had a vision of Jesus. So he renounces Satanism, and now he's become a Christian. Praise the Lord. Judge rules the University of Idaho can't prevent students from sharing biblical teaching on homosexuality, which they did. The university moved against them and did all kinds of things there, but the judge says, no, you can't do that. Peter, Mark, and Ryan are now free to share the truth from the scripture about homosexuality and not be afraid to do it. Hallelujah. And then we have Texas border county leaders declare invasion and urge Governor Abbott to expel migrants and illegals. The county leaders argued that Joe Biden and the federal government had given up their government duty to defend states from invasion and domestic abuse. Yeah, well, they're being overrun right now. That is an invasion, and people from all different countries, even Ukrainians, figure it's easier to get into the United States, and they're coming across if they come across the border illegally. So, yeah, these people are just coming in right and left, and nobody's stopping them, and the word's out, come into America, because Biden won't stop you, and you'll be given money and all this other stuff, and wow, that needs to stop. Pray it will. Jesus' name, a Christian militia group steps in to help the besieged border officials amid the massive illegal immigrant crisis down there. And so this Christian group is helping protect the southern borders. Patriots for America, they're called, is the name of the group. And they're helping law enforcement with all their duties they have down there, which they're overwhelmed right now with all that got going in. And of course, this is one way that the globalists believe they can destroy America. And this is not the only front they're trying to do it on, of course. There are many fronts, but this is certainly one of them. So, yeah, we pray the border will be taken care of somehow. At least 46 abortion clinics have closed following Supreme Court overturning of the Roe versus Wade, and more are expected to close in the coming days and weeks. Yeah, close them all. My brother, close them all. We don't need to be killing babies. That's more blood on America's hands, and that doesn't need to be there. But Joe Biden today signed an executive order, another one of his many, many executive little orders that he's signing. And this one, of course, is to protect abortion access. And he will expand access to medication, in other words, abortion pills to kill the baby, the fetus, and limit punishment to women crossing state lines to kill their babies after the Roe versus Wade overturned. So, yeah, he doesn't waste any time. Make sure that keeps happening, and wonder who wrote all that up for him to sign. Joe Biden is shipping now also U.S. oil resources to foreign countries, including China. That's right, the reserves. He's shipping U.S. oil reserves to foreign countries. And these are supposed to be the whole idea of a strategic oil reserve, which is owned by the U.S. government, to hold about 700 million barrels of oil in the case of an event of an emergency or a disruption. And here we are sending them even to China and India, a different country. And while he has closed all the as many pipelines as he's been able to get away with so far, and he's killed oil and gas leases and refused to allow refining to expand in America. I mean, he's at war with affordable energy and the fuel industry. And really, he's at war with Americans and their pocketbook. Have you noticed your prices of things going up lately? Yeah, of course you have. And we see it's not done yet. It's going to continue to go up. So we better be praying against this, and somehow that this will be stopped and the Lord will turn things around. North Carolina Democratic governor signed executive order also ordering you know, protecting access to abortion for North Carolina women. Yeah, so they're just determined to keep on doing what they've been doing and not stop if they can get away with it. That's because demons are controlling them. Gallup poll shows 20% of Americans view the Bible as the literal word of God. That's a reduced and a record low number. So that's not good to have such low numbers there on that. And then, of course, we have California Governor Newsom, who was here in Montana vacationing, in a state that he's getting fire, catching fire for that, coming here for his vacation, because this is a state which he's banned state employees from traveling to. Supposedly, he's going to run for president in 2024. Wonder how many would vote for that man. Well, have to be deceived people, obviously, people that just don't realize how wicked the man has been and how wicked he actually is still. So we pray that, of course, that there will be someone that upholds righteousness placed in office, whether it be President Trump, which it was stolen from, of course, and or who knows, the governor of Florida. That man has done a lot for righteousness' sake, too, and stood up against the LGBTQs and Disney, the big conglomerate called Disney, and the big programming machine called Disney. So anyway, we believe in God for miracles. And turning things around for this country by the grace of God and bringing a move of God here. And people will appreciate it this time because things are getting worse and worse and worse. And if they don't, appreciate what God does. And I see God is moving. Praise God. God is moving. And we could see the moving of the hand of God in this nation still. But I tell you, how much more will he move if God's people will pray and intercede and rebuke the devil and rebuke these things that are going on and do spiritual warfare and gain ground against the enemy. It will happen if the righteous will be moved to their knees and moved to spiritual battle and conflict, then we will prevail in Jesus' name. No wonder they all hate Christians, right? The Democrats hate Christians because they know that we're a force to certainly be reckoned with, and we have a greater power than they realize. They're pawns of the evil one, though, and they're doing what they're told by the evil one. The God of this world is trying to run this world, obviously, and he's doing whatever he can to do that. So we rebuke him, and thank God that he will not prevail in Jesus' name, because we know what the Bible says, that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. We are the end time church. Praise God. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And thank God that he's taking care of his children right now. By the grace of God, he's merciful and loves us so much. And we're going to pray now before we get into the word of God tonight. We got a word for you to bless you and hopefully encourage you and strengthen you spiritually. We all need to be strong right now, very strong in Jesus. Tell you what, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's not our might that's going to get us through. It's his might that's going to get us through to the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus in his glory. And so his might will see us through. His might will get us through. We're strong in the power of his might today. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much, Lord, that you just gave yourself for us, Lord. Jesus did. And, Lord, we thank you for that, that you did that, and that you bought our salvation. You bought us back from the slavery to sin and the bondage to sin, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you for our salvation tonight. We rejoice in it. We thank you for it. We glorify you, God, for it. We thank you that you brought us into your family, Lord, that we've been born again, that we've been brought in close, and we're We're accepted in the beloved of the Lord. We're accepted in you, Christ Jesus, and you've clothed us with a fresh clothing, the robe of righteousness, Father. We thank you for that tonight. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, Lord. We thank you for your steadfast, faithful love for us tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, Father. We thank you that by your stripes we were healed, Father. We thank you for the power of the kingdom of God, Lord, the power that brings health and healing, the power that brings miracles, signs and wonders and deliverances, Father. We thank you for that tonight. Thank you that we're going to see your presence in our homes, Lord. If we desire that, if we're hungry for it, we're going to see it, Lord. We praise you for that. Praise you for that, Lord. In advance, right now, we praise you, Lord. Praise you for victory over besetting sins, Father, in people's lives, Father, that where they're in bondage and they're being troubled by the enemy, Father. We thank you for the victory in those areas for their lives, Father. We thank you for prosperity, a biblical prosperity for the people of God who are faithful to you, Lord, and faithful in their giving to the Lord, Father. We thank you for blessing them abundantly, providing abundantly above all they could think or ask, Father, that you will open up your blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it, Lord. For those who are tithers, you promised that to us in Malachi, Father, chapter 3. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. I wouldn't want to not be one, Lord. I tell you, I wouldn't ever go back to not being a tither, Lord. And I started right away as a new Christian, but Lord, I wouldn't want to live any other way because you've proven your goodness, Lord. You've proven your grace. And you've proven your provision over and over the years, Father. We thank you for that. And thank you, Lord, for blessing every tither listening to the program too, Father. Bless them abundantly, Father. They will have exceedingly more than enough, even in a time of famine that seems to be coming upon the land, Lord, that you will provide abundantly for all of us, Father, all of us believers, Father, that you'll take care of us somehow and provide, Lord, all of our needs, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ, as it says in Philippians, Father. We thank you for that today, Lord. Thank you for homes and lands and all the things that we need, Lord, to be provided for, and food and clothing and covering over our heads, Lord. And all your blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise you for that. Now, we ask you to bless the time of the Word of God here tonight. Lord, speak to us, strengthen us, build us up, Lord, in the Spirit of God, Lord, that we might walk strong in this hour, Father. Strong in you, Father God. We praise you for that tonight. We praise you for ministering by your Spirit now. In Jesus' name, bless the program. We cover it with the blood of Jesus right now, the precious blood. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Amen. Blood, power, and rivers. Blood, power, and rivers. That's the title tonight. You say, what in the world is that about? Well, we're going to find out here, right? Hey, you know we must learn to live in the power of God and use that power. It's been given for the children, the authority, the power has been given to the children of God. It's been given to us. We thank you for being here tonight. I'm glad that you're listening. And these are days like never before, and we need to walk in the power like we never have before. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem till you receive power from on high. And folks, we need power. We need the power. We need it, the power to walk and to operate and to walk in the Spirit and to walk in the power to overcome all the power of the enemy, all the attacks of the evil one, because we know that the devil hates every one of us. He hates Christians, especially Christians who know something, who are not ignorant of Satan and his ways, who know their authority over the devil. Those are the kind he fears and ever fears. All the time he fears us. If we walk it in the power, he's scared of us. And he tries to shut us down. He tries to hold us back. But we have the authority to mess up his plans, and he knows that. And now it's a time to walk in our power and our authority and to be not ashamed of it, to be bold with it. And now is the time to be bold. I mean, if Christians had been bold, perhaps we would not be in the situation that we're in now and seeing the garbage going on that is going on today in this country. Still, many Christians are not being bold. In fact, some of them are just cowering in the corners, cowering in their churches, cowering in their home. They're just being more quiet about their faith than ever before. Is that how Jesus would call us to live? Is that how Jesus would have us to act? Is that the way of the Lord for this hour that we're living in? Is that it? Just be shy, be quiet, hide away somewhere in fear of Satan and the people of the land, the ungodly? Are you to fear the ungodly? Are we to, you know, to fear them and live in daily fear of the ungodly? I tell you, we're going to have to be bold, saints. You know, one reason why by across this country today, many church people are just sitting in churches, bored. That's right. Bored. Why would they be sitting in churches like that? It's because they are hearing something God has said. You know, the problem here is we don't need to hear just what God has said, but we need to hear what God is saying now. How many know God is saying something right now? Amen. There's a big difference between the two, hearing what God has said and what God is saying. And too often we look at his word as something that he has said way back there some way back place. But no, where is God? Does he live in time? No, he doesn't live in time. He lives in the present, eternal now. And folks, we need to take the word of the Lord as something God is saying to us right now, not what he did say. See, only you and I are living in time. God's not living in time. So what God said, he's saying now, unless it was, you know, to do with the old covenant or something like that. But no, what he said, he is saying to you and I today, and yes, we're not living under the old covenant, so he's not applying that necessarily to us, but it will, you know, it's time though. It's high time that God's people start hearing what God is saying right now. Scripture is alive, folks. Why? Because God's word is living. It's living. It's not dead. His word is not dead because God's not dead and God's never going to be dead, right? So his word is alive and living. What does it say in Hebrews 4:12? Do you remember that scripture? Well, you ought to remember that scripture. That's a very powerful scripture that ought to be remembered by all of us. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Wow. Living word. Right? Quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. That word quick. Alive. That word is living. Zao. Zao is the word, Z-A-O, Greek word, means living, quicken. Something living will go to work on you. I mean, it's a living force filled full of the actual life and the power of God when received in faith. So by faith, seek the Lord right now. Ask him, what is he saying to you through the living word of God? Otherwise, you too might become bored hearing the word because you're not hearing what God's saying to you right now. You're not hearing the living word. You're hearing something yesterday word. And it isn't a yesterday word, I'm telling you. It's a living word today. Okay? And so let's go to John 7 here. Look at a scripture. John chapter 7, let's read 37, verse 37 through 39 here. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers, plural, notice. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, my, there's a lot there. See, this is the Feast of Tabernacles. the feast of the seventh month, and it's the last day of the feast of the seventh month, which would be the 21st day of the seventh month. And 21 is 7 times 3. 7 is the number of perfection. 3 is the number of resurrection. Amen. So you see that this pictures or types the completion of the fulfilling of everything. At that time, what time? The time picturing completion. Jesus stood and said, let him come unto me, Jesus, and drink. Family of God, where are we going today at the body of Christ? We better be going to Jesus. We better be going to Jesus right now. We better always be going to Jesus. And, amen. Amen. I'll tell you, Jesus was glorified when he went down and defeated Satan. And he died on that cross. He went down, defeated the devil, made a public show of him, triumphing over him in it. Hallelujah. And so he was glorified. Then the Holy Spirit was given. My, my, he breathed on the disciples, and then even more of the Holy Spirit was released on the day of Pentecost. Ephesians 4:15, it said, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, even Jesus. See, our purpose is to grow up into Christ. You want to know what your purpose is? It's to grow up into Christ. This is your holy calling today. Don't stay where you are in life. Grow up, get growing, even if it does upset your comfort zone. I mean, know that we're not to just depend on that comfort zone. We're going to have to see the comfort zone upset if we're going to grow, if we're going to mature. I mean, know it's not always just daisies to grow up, right? Growing up brings responsibility. It requires accountability and laying aside that selfish mentality that the world, you know, revolves around. Okay? So no. We don't want that selfish mentality anymore. Look at John 7:38 here. Let's go back to John. And look at John 7:38. Turning back there because I was in Ephesians. Here we go. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. See that again? Now, what is this scripture talking about? Rivers flowing out of the belly. What is the belly? What is he talking about? That's talking about the innermost part of people. The kola, the Greek word, the kolia. And it means the spirit. What is flowing out of the spirit? Rivers of life, rivers of living water. Where is it coming from? Coming from God, right? Coming from the Lord. In verse 39, but this he spoke he of the spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost yet, again, was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But he did get glorified. And every time a person received the Spirit of God, it's proof that Jesus has been glorified. If you receive the Spirit of God, well, Jesus has been glorified. How is that? Well, because it says the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. When you and I receive the infilling of the Spirit, that is proof that Jesus is glorified. Hey, man, that ought to build your faith today. Amen. The Lord keeps his word. He's faithful to his word. See, all through the scripture, Jesus spoke about a river. The river flows through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus is the source of the river, saint. Jesus is the source of the river. Hallelujah. And where does Jesus live now? Not only at the right hand of the Father, but he lives in your spirit through the Holy Spirit. See, in Genesis, the river flows out of Eden. The Garden of Eden is a type of or a picture of your, and Jesus said in Mark 4, the word is to be planted and grow in good ground, good soil. And this is talking about the garden of your spirit, the garden of your heart, of heart. Hallelujah. And God's word should be growing in you right now. You should be letting it grow in you. If there's nothing more important than your salvation and letting the word of God grow in you and bring you up into maturity in Christ Jesus. See? And it's a lifetime process, but it still should be happening. If it's not happening, then what's wrong? Psalms, let's go to Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and a strength and a very present help in trouble. Are you in trouble right now? God is your refuge. God is your strength. He's a very present help. If you're in trouble, turn to him. Therefore, will not we fear. Hey, are you living in fear about the things coming on the earth, about the price of groceries, the price of rent, the price of everything going up? Yeah, you know, they're just using that as an excuse to jack up the prices too, some. But no, it really is going up, though, because the price of shipping is going up, because truckers are paying way much more for fuel than they used to pay. Yeah, it's $6 a gallon almost, right? In a lot of places, it is over $6 a gallon, but still. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. See, the waters are speaking of the peoples of the earth. They're roaring and they're troubled right now. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of it, the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. Hallelujah. I mean, there's just so much there, too. There is a river. The river is coming out of you. Amen. Coming out of your spirit. If God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, he must be in us or he wouldn't be very present, would he? It says he's a very present help. And right, if he's not in us, he wouldn't be very present to help you and others, right, that he's in also. Hey, make glad the city of God. What is the city of God? The church. You and I are the city of God, the holy place. That's right. We are the city of God. He wants to make glad the city of God. Are you glad or are you just focusing on all the bad? A lot of people, that's all they could do is talk negative because they focus on the negative all the time. They're not focusing on what makes you glad. Huh? What's making you glad? I'm telling you. The church is the city of God. And he shall make glad the city of God. If you let him, you know, a lot of people are not letting him make you glad, but you can let him make you glad. And you ought to be glad. Because you're the holy place. It says in Corinthians that we are the temple of God, and the temple of God is holy. In Matthew, it says that we are the city set on the hill. Amen. The city of God set on the hill. That's who we are. The streams make glad the church. How many of you are not experiencing gladness today? You know, there's a lot of Christians that are not. People are not experiencing gladness because they're not looking for it in the right place. Okay? A lot of people are not looking for the gladness. People look to the outward to make them glad. The outward is not what makes you glad. The inward is what makes you glad. Who's on the inside? Are you paying attention to him? Yeah, the Bible said the river is to make you glad. Huh? See, if you're looking for situations and things to happen outside your spirit to dictate to you whether you have joy, peace, or gladness, you're not going to be glad. I mean, hey, even looking to your body and mind will fail you. That's right. You'd be up and down all the time like some Christians. Have you looked at your mind and body lately? Hey, that's what most people do all the time, most of the time. Oh, I'm so ugly. Oh, I have this wrong with my body. Oh, I can't even look at myself in the mirror. Oh, look at my face, my arms, my hips, my legs. My mind is not as smart as old so-and-so over there, man. I wish I had a better mind. I wish I could think better, think more, whatever. I have all these demons, too. I need to be free. See, some focus so much on all that's wrong with them, so that you wouldn't even know there's anything right about them. You wouldn't even know that Jesus is in them. They've even exalted their demon problem so big that they may never get deliverance from so many demons. Oh, my God, all these demons. I'll probably never be delivered. They're just so horrible. I just have all these demon problems. Yeah. If Jesus is in them, folks, there is very much right with them. See, if Jesus is in you, there's very much right about the real you. Your spirit is right with God. Your spirit has living water in it. Your spirit has no demon. The Holy Spirit lives there in the most holy place, and he doesn't abide with demons. The demons are in your body and your soul, but they're not in your spirit. You are the temple of God, and the most holy place of the temple is holy, and God lives in that place. The presence of God is in the most holy place. Amen. Yeah, we're bringing up the ark, but it's a different ark. It's the very presence of the Holy Spirit, right? The ark of God is within our spirit. In other words, the ark is a place where the presence of God dwelled in the Holy of Holies. Well, our spirit is the ark today, and that's where the Holy Spirit is living. Oh, but I don't feel good. I have this symptom. I have that symptom. I have this going on in my body. This is wrong with me, and this is wrong with me, and that's wrong with me. And you ever think that all that's in your body may be demons tempting you to take things on your body that you don't have to take? You ever think that symptoms are a temptation? You ever think about it that way? Well, you should, because I mean, no, the devil doesn't just tempt you with certain you should lust after this man or this woman. There's a whole lot more temptations than that. There's a temptation to take on sickness and disease. There's a temptation to go to the world for your help. I mean, there's a lot of temptations in the realm of the physical body that you might not think about. I remember a day this week that I started to look at my body. I wasn't feeling that great one day, but I said, wait a minute. This is a temptation to accept something. No, I am healed. My eyes are on Jesus. They're going to stay there. And, of course, the temptation is there to get your eyes off Jesus, you know, because you know the body has a loud voice when you're not feeling well, right, and you're being attacked there. But he forgiveth all my iniquity and healeth all my diseases, I say. And see, the children of Israel, who came out of Egypt, the Bible says there was not one feeble one among them, right? So, hey, I'm not going to be a feeble one either in Jesus' name, right? You don't have to be feeble. You don't have to receive that. You know, there's a temptation to be feeble. There's a temptation to be sick. There's a temptation to depend on the arm of the flesh. There's so many temptations, folks, that people wouldn't think of them as a temptation. Yeah, but that's what they are. There's a temptation to go to the world system for your help instead of to Jesus. There's a temptation to do things the world's way instead of God's way. Amen. But we will not be a feeble one in Jesus' name. We will not be a sick one in Jesus' name. Yet if you don't fight back and resist temptation, these temptations, the demon's control will be successful, and they'll be able to put something on you. So resist the devil in whatever form he comes to you, okay? And many times it'll be against your body and your mind. This is where so much of the battle takes place, and he places a lie in your mind or even a symptom on your body. Resist it in the daily wars against you in this life, and rejoice in Jesus, and let the river make you glad. Let the streams make you glad. Hallelujah. See, the word said the joy of the Lord is your strength. So where is that joy in your life? Are you letting it manifest, or are you just subduing it with your negativism? It's easy to let your fear subdue joy. It's easy to let the fear subdue the gladness in the streams of the river of God. See, he's spirit, and he lives in spirit. God is. That's where the Lord is. You wonder where he is. That's where he is. He's spirit, and he lives in the spirit. He lives in your spirit. So his joy and gladness, where is it found? It's found in your spirit through the Holy Spirit in the spirit realms. And now just as we by our spirit bring our flesh and mind into subjection, and we see the results and we feel the results of that spiritual discipline, we can also see and feel the result of the gladness of the river found in the spirit in our mind and body. So we need to learn to draw from the streams of gladness today. Let's go over to Genesis 2. Do you know how to do that? Well, I believe the Lord wants you to know how to do that. He wants you to draw from the streams of gladness in your life. Everything is not just, you know, doom and gloom and falling apart and everything's so bad and all that. Hey, Jesus is still manifesting himself through children. He's still waiting on you to call upon his name. Amen. Call upon me. Your time of... But what I'm saying, it also flows out of you. Okay? It flows out to touch others. Hallelujah for that. You must not just keep the river to yourselves. You must not, you know, just let the river get dammed up inside of you. No, we see the river went out four ways. Remember in John, it said the rivers of living water, not just river, okay? So rivers of living water shall flow out of you, but first they're going to minister to you, and we're going to see first what they're doing to you and what it can do for others here, because I want to give you these four things the river would do for you. And the four. About the rivers of the river. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't know that, but we'll see if we can make an adjustment for that. I don't know. I see what it is. Now it should be better. Okay. I see what was going on. Make that little adjustment. It should be more clear. Hallelujah. Okay. So here we go. Let's go back to Genesis 2 and let's see what's happening here. Okay. Genesis 2. We'll look at verse 11. It says, the name of the first is Pison. Pison. Not Python. Pison. And that is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. And there is Delum and the Onkstone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that encompasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Now, let's look at each one of these. It went to Havilah. And this word means pain, wounded, shaken, perverse. So that river... that stream of the river, a river of the river, or stream of the river, what does it do? It heals areas of your garden. Remember, you're the garden, which, you know, are in pain. We're wounded. We're shaken. We're hurting. How many know that you've been hurt in life? How many know that we've all been hurt in life? We've all been wounded in life. It's a place of pain. And the perverse and the wounds and the shaken. We've been shaken. We've been attacked. We're hurting. And it flows out there to Havilah, to those who are hurt and wounded. And yet there's gold there. So gold speaks of the divine nature ministering to you, finding that divine nature as it flows in there. And the gold flows to you too. And the divine nature comes in and brings the healing. For those who are hurt, wounded, shaken, and perverse, and it goes out to others, see? Because after you're healed, you go heal somebody else. I appreciate you telling me that so I could fix that. Thank you for doing that. Because I wouldn't have known if somebody doesn't tell me. I don't know, okay, because I'm not listening to myself. So thank you. And then where did it go after Havilah? It went to Cush. Gihon went to Cush, which means blackness, a place of darkness. There is no light. I mean, no, that we didn't have light in our life all along until the river of God came to us. He brought revelation knowledge. He brought light to us. We began to see things we couldn't see, see? See, not just to give light to a lost world, but to you, to other Christians who need light. Light is revelation knowledge. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Give revelation knowledge to you and to others. We thank God for Gihon, for revelation. And it went to Assyria. Assyria means successful. This river went between Babylon and Assyria. Babylon means confusion. God doesn't want his people to live in the confusion anymore, see. We've been living in the confusion of the world. We don't need to partake of that. We're not of the world. We don't partake of the things of the world. We don't partake of their confusion. We don't have to. We let that river come and bring the confusion out of our lives, see. Because there are people today Christians that still have a lot of Babylon there, a lot of confusion operating in their lives, and God doesn't want it there. He's given us discernment. He's given us understanding so that we don't live in that confusion. And this is a river that we get into to get to God's success. I mean, God's definition of success may not be as the world definition of success is. See, God's success and favor flowing out of you and into you. Amen? Hallelujah. And it's not like, just prosperity preacher success type of thing. No, no. It's the success of the word of God, the success of the kingdom of God. And not that he won't bless you with stuff too, but the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, see. But that riches is not financially necessarily, just financially. The riches of God are the riches of the kingdom, see. Hallelujah. But confusion, can stand between you and the river. Our culture is confused. I mean, anytime that the LGBTQ and plus, if you're living in that, you're confused. The Bible tells you that, that's an abomination to God. So it's confusion. It brings confusion on people that are part of it. No wonder they're doing confusing things and strange things with their bodies that are highly detrimental to their physical body, especially men involved in doing things that I won't even mention here because they're not clean. They're so unclean. Confusion to do that to a person's body. See? And so, yes, the demons will attempt to keep you in the dark, in the blackness of darkness, even Cush. You won't see clearly, and you'll be confused about yourself here. And so you got to get out of it. You've got to let the river flow in and bring the light of God. I mean, how could Jesus keep loving me? I've done so much wrong, both now and in the past and in my past. How could he just keep loving me? How could he say I'm accepted in the beloved? How could he say these things about me? I don't feel accepted in the beloved. I don't feel this. I don't feel like I'm loved. I don't feel. See, demons are at work always in the five senses. You got to remember that. God is not going to minister to you first and foremost in your five senses. He's going to minister to you first and foremost in your spirit. See? Because the kingdom of God is within you, in your spirit, right now, and that's where he first ministers. Now, it will come out into your other parts of your body, and you will feel God sometimes, and that's good. Praise God for that. You can get the goosebumps and feel God, and there's nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, the demons, they work in the five senses, and they make you feel. See, we don't walk by feeling, do we? We walk by faith. So feeling is the realm where the demons use a lot, folks, to control people. And so they make you feel unaccepted. They make you feel unacceptable. They make you feel like you've done something wrong and that you're a failure and you're not acceptable to God. This is the daily war, folks. Spiritual conflict in Cush and Assyria. Let the rivers flow into these areas. Rivers include the supernatural power of God, a place beyond the feelings, beyond the five sense realm. God's power is spiritual power that will manifest both spiritually and naturally, dealing with all your enemies, if you will. Just get in those rivers and live in them. Hallelujah. God sent them to make glad the city of God. And you are the city of God. But if you don't know the rivers and what they're there for and what they're doing and where they're at, how are you going to get in the river? Amen. How are you going to let the rivers do what they're supposed to be doing? See, a person who feels separated from God because he or she doesn't feel worthy or feels guilt because of their sins, false failures, or who is accused in their conscience cannot enjoy sweet fellowship with God. See, when you're in that condition, and you allowed yourself to be in that condition, or you don't know better than to be in that condition. A lot of people don't know better. They think that's normal to be in that condition. They've got the religious spirits ministering to them through there. And yet you must not embrace what you feel. Embrace what you know. See, because what you know is what is written in God's word, and that is higher than what you feel. It's always higher. What is written is always higher than what you feel. You cannot elevate feelings above what is written in the word of God. See, we can't let the demons use the five senses, what we see, touch, feel, hear, smell, and taste to control our lives. And touch and feel it, you know, pretty much one and the same. So, yeah, we're feeling it. We're touching it. You know, we're feeling it. But our lives must be controlled by God's truth. See, this is a higher level of living than feelings. And God's always calling us to come up higher, right? And the blood, oh, yes, remember the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, it flows three directions. What are those directions? It flows first toward the Father. He doesn't see your sin anymore. He sees the blood of Jesus. So he doesn't see your sin. And then it flows, number two, toward you. You don't have any condemnation anymore, and you're clean by the blood. And then it flows toward Satan and his forces to bind him up. I mean, he's bound and stopped by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus hinders him. The blood of Jesus stops him. The blood of Jesus speaks to him that he is defeated. See, you need to get this understanding, and you'll always walk free. You will stay in fellowship with Jesus if you have this understanding of what the blood does, or how the blood speaks. And, yeah, the three directions that the blood goes. You got to remember, the Father doesn't see your sins. He sees the blood of Jesus. He sees that you're his child. He sees that you've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see who you are? See what you are? You see the position that you're standing in right now? Do you see this? My, how can you be so hard on yourself? How can you beat yourself down so badly? How can you give place to those feelings and the spirits that are tempting you to feel a certain way? See, this is just another temptation. Temptation to feel a certain way about yourself. Is it an accurate way? No, because it's not lining up with the Word of God. It may be accurate in the flesh, but it isn't accurate in the Spirit. See, you're not to know yourself after the flesh anymore. You're to know yourself after the Spirit, right? Doesn't the Bible say something about knowing each other after the Spirit and not after the flesh? Why do you always see yourself after the flesh? In the worst possible way. Why not see yourself in the best possible way through the blood of Jesus, the way the Father sees you? That blood cleanses me from all sin and all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. When are you going to start seeing yourself? What are you going to start seeing yourself the way you really are instead of the way you really aren't, but the way that your flesh tells you you are, and the demons that tempt you to think that's the way you really are, and the way God sees you, and the way that you're beat down that way. See, he controls you that way. He knows how to manipulate your feelings that way, see? And when he can manipulate you, then he can keep you out of the presence of God if he's successful in doing that, see? And a lot of people are kept out of the presence of God because their feelings, because of the five senses, they're telling them something different than what the Word of God is telling them, see? Oh, yeah, who are we going to listen to? Who are we going to listen to? We better get our hearing right. We better get our spiritual ears on. We better learn to hear what the Word says instead of hearing what the devil says and the temptations. Oh, yeah, and the daily battle. The fourth river was called Euphrates, and it means to break forth. To break forth. This speaks of all that needs to break forth out of you that is Jesus. All the blessings of God within our spirit, deliverance for the captive, possessing the land, who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. I mean, listen, you're the end time overcomer. You're the called of God. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're the more than conqueror through him that loves you. You're all these things, but they've got to come forth up out of your spirit. They've got to be allowed to break forth. Euphrates means to break forth. So this river flowing out of you will minister to your garden and to others and bring life. See, you just got to minister to you first because, you know, you're being subdued by your feeling. You're being subdued by the demonic temptation to beat you down, hold you back, tie you down, put you in a holding pattern that you seem to never get out of, see? And see, this is a work of darkness. This is a work of a lie. This is a work of a successful lie working against you through your feelings. Well, I don't feel righteous. I don't feel very good about myself. I don't feel like I'm a good creature. I don't feel righteous. I don't feel like Jesus loves me. I don't feel like, well. What are you doing? Thinking on feelings. You're dwelling on your feelings. What are you doing? Hey? First, this river will heal the wound. First, the streams will heal. The streams of the river will heal the wounded. Then there'll be light and illumination, revelation, and then they'll bring success and favor, and then they'll bring you all that you could be and all that you are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wondrous? Isn't that glorious? Oh, what a mighty river it is in us. Oh, what a mighty river is flowing. We need to let it flow up out of us. We need to let it flow through us and minister to us and then out of us to others. Because how many know there are other people that are hurting? There are other people that are wounded. There are other people that need discernment and need understanding and revelation. There are other people that need to be taught the Word of God. There are other people that need to be awakened out of their stupor of darkness, their stupor that the devil's brought them into. There are other people that need to break forth of the things with the things of God that God put in them. Hallelujah. Psalm 36:7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall we see light. Hallelujah. That's revelation knowledge there in verse 9. That's revelation. In his fountain, with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. In your light, Lord, we will have revelation. If we're living in the light of God, we're going to get revelation, understanding. We're going to get the rhema, the word of God, quickened to us and made alive to us. Oh, what good God. What good God. Amen. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Praise God. Therefore, we put our trust in you. Amen. And we're dwelling under the shadow of thy wings. Listen, the world might be going crazy, might be doing all that, but I'm under the shadow of his wings. I put my trust in the Lord. What are you doing? You're going to go crazy with the world? You're going to embrace all the panic that's going on right now? Christians are panicking. Christians are focusing on all that's happening, but you ought to be focusing on Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can get you through it. Jesus is the only one you could really trust. What is there in this world system that you could really trust? Things are falling apart. Things are failing. All that is the old system, they're trying to do away with it. They can bring in their globalist New World Order. That's what they're wanting to do, and they're accelerating that happening. The devil trying to accelerate. But in Jesus' name, we'll put the brakes on him. In Jesus' name, we do it. Amen. 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 What are you trusting in today? What a mighty power it is. And we need to let it flow out of us today. Are you thirsty today? Yield to God. Yield to Jesus. He will cause you to drink of the river of his pleasure. Oh, man. He will satisfy you with the fatness of his house. We dwell in the Father's house. And we are the house of the Father. We are the house of the Holy Spirit. But we also dwell in the house of the Father. And he has the only fountain of life. The devil doesn't have that. Devil doesn't have that. He can't give you no life. He give you some kind of counterfeit, but it don't work. And he will give you life and light, revelation knowledge, revelation light. And you will grow up into Christ more and more and more, and you will grow up into him. How? Not having heard what Jesus said, no. But by hearing what God is saying right now to you. See, that's how. That's how. His holy and called out ones. Amen. That's who we are. And we won't find joy in the things that will happen to us in some point in time, in the future of our lives. No, we will have joy in the revelation knowledge of what already is and what has happened and will always be happening in Christ Jesus. See, some of us, we live in our lives where some future event, some future happening. Well, I get my promotion, I'll be happy. When I get my new home, I'll be happy. When I'm having more stuff, I'll be happy, or more money, or more children, or a better home, or a wife, or a husband, or a better car, or I get my retirement, or I get a better harvest. Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute. You already have an eternal crown, an eternal sealed salvation. Start living your life to the fullest right now in Christ Jesus right now. What are you doing waiting for some future event when you've got an event right now that's eternal? It's already taking place. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Start rejoicing in his gladness right now. Those things will never make you happy. Only that river of God makes glad the city of God, which you are. Quit looking at the externals. Look at the eternals. Amen. Look at the eternals, not the externals. Some people are so focused on the world and all that's going on in the world that they're not looking at the eternals. The eternal, we are eternal children of the living God, and we're never going to die spiritually. No, no. Never. You might die physically. Jesus doesn't come first, but you're not going to die spiritually. You just go from glory to glory, remember? Oh, hallelujah. And the destroyer is the enemy. You know, a lot of people are believing wrong things. Wrong things about the Word of God. Wrong things that the Word says. Even about the Passover, for instance. Let me just give you one good example of this here. Let's go to Exodus 12 here. Exodus 12. And let's just read three verses here. Exodus 12, 7. It says, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it." Verse 13, remember they put the blood on the post so that the destroyer couldn't get them, right? "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Okay, verse 23. "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer." He's not going to allow the destroyer to come in unto your houses and to smite you. Amen. So in other words, he gave the permission to the destroyer to come to every house. It's not the death angel. I don't know how many times I've heard preachers preach it. Well, the death angel came and killed the firstborn. No, it wasn't the death angel. It was the destroyer. Who's the destroyer? God the destroyer? No, Satan is the destroyer. Satan had permission to kill every child, every firstborn child that did not have the blood on the lintel, the blood on the doorpost. He had permission to do that. But haven't we all heard, oh, it was the death angel that came? No, no. There's nowhere in the scripture that it says death angel about this scripture, about this happening. Nowhere. No, it's not there. I don't know why preachers keep using the death angel. And the death angel came. No, the death angel didn't come. And if there were blood, the death angel would pass them by. No, read verse 23. The Lord would pass through. He's checking all the houses. He's checking which ones he's allowing the destroyer to come in and kill the firstborn. Yeah, think about that. The Lord would pass through but to smite the Egyptian. But when he would see the blood, he would not allow the destroyer. See? Is God the destroyer? No, the devil is the destroyer. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So God went looking for blood, and when he saw the blood, he wouldn't allow the destroyer, Satan, to come, kill him. See? And he wouldn't allow Satan, when he sees the blood on you, he's not going to let Satan come in and kill him in your house either. You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? We have a better covenant than they had at that time. Amen? Amen, because they weren't even under the old covenant. The old covenant really didn't come into effect till the Ten Commandments were given. So they really didn't have a covenant like we have today. You know, they were living under, you know, they could live under the Abrahamic covenant to some degree, but we have the new covenant, better covenant. And when God sees the blood, he wouldn't allow the destroyer. See? Satan not allowed to come in and kill it and mess it up your house to the degree that he wants to, because you're applying the blood. But a lot of creatures aren't applying the blood. They're not applying the blood on the doorpost. They're not applying the blood on the head. They're not applying the blood, you know, in the temple and all throughout the temple, the outer court, the inner court, and the holy court, the most holy place. See, they're not applying the blood. They're not doing it. See, this also, you know, it is also true. When I see the blood, it's true today. When I see the blood, you'll be passed over. We'll not allow the destroyer to come. See? It doesn't matter who was in the house, whether you're a did good or did bad or whatever you did or didn't, you know, didn't do or didn't do this or did do this. If there were still demons in you, if there was still sin and mess up there at times, you mess up. If the blood was there, you were covered with the blood and judgment would pass over you. Hallelujah. 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 See, the only requirement to be in a house with blood on it, that's the only requirement, was to be in the house with blood on it. Are you the house that has blood on it? Amen. I'm the house of God, the temple of God, and I got blood on me. The destroyer can't destroy me. Hallelujah, because I believe it. See, my faith is exercised in that way. How much more, see, is in this new covenant of blood, the blood of Jesus, see? We are the house, and the blood is on us, and we've been cleansed by the blood. And God is still saying, when I see the blood, I will pass over you and will not allow the destroyer to come into your spirit, not allowing you. The destroyer can't get in your spirit. I'm not looking at where you are today and all your sin and devil. I see the blood. I don't reject you. I don't turn you away. I don't say you're no good. I don't say anything like that. I said, I see the blood. The destroyer can't have you. He can't have you. No, 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 he can't. Unless you give place to the devil, he can't have you. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the blood. That's what Father says. Tell the devil, folks, when he comes at you with his garbage and junk, you know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See the blood? Destroyer, you see it? I apply it against you right now, devil, in Jesus' name. Father sees the blood, and because of it, he gave me authority over you, devil. Amen. Amen. You destroyer, you steal, killer, and destroyer, you lose, devil. You lose. I'm winning in Christ Jesus. I'm winning in Christ Jesus. I've already won in Christ Jesus. I know my position. I know where I stand in him. I know where the blood gives me a place of righteousness in Christ Jesus. It's not anything I did. It's what he did. He drew me in, and I received him. And to as many as received him, gave them the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. And I received him, and you received him, didn't you? Did you receive Jesus? Then you have the power to be sons and daughters of the living God. Hallelujah. Right now, we are that. We are that. Amen. And we need to live like we are, like what we are. We need to think like what we are and act like what we are. And that requires walking by faith and reaching out in faith. See? We must do it by faith, with faith. We fight the good fight of faith. See, what is your faith doing right now, saints? What is it doing? Is it doing anything? Is it dormant today? Is it dried up? Has it given up hope? Maybe you've given up hope in some areas of your life right now, and you're being held back because of that. You're just not going anywhere. See, because the just shall live by faith. You quit living by faith, and you quit really living, folks. That's what I'm telling you, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So if you're not living by faith, then what are you living by? You're living by unbelief. You're living in fear. You're living by fear. That doesn't make a very good thing to live by. You're living in high anxiety. There's plenty of anxiety to go around. You want to receive that anxiety, there's plenty of it. But you don't have to receive it. How many know that? Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is now faith? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And what is faith? It's right now. Right now, then now is your faith, right? It's the evidence right now of things hoped for. Amen? Amen. It's the evidence of those things hoped for right now. Now faith is. Now faith is. Has your faith received any substance lately? Has it received any of the unseen? Has it reached into the unseen realm to receive? Has it received a fresh anointing, fresh oil from heaven? Listen, folks, faith is not working properly until it is reaching. And maybe you've been going through a season of little faith or no faith at all, hardly. No reaching taking place. It's time to quit that, saint. Time to quit that. Listen, you need to reach within. What do you mean, reach within? Well, these are some places we need to reach right now. Well, why within? Well, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. Hey, we need to reach within. don't you think? If the Holy Spirit is in you and the kingdom of God is within you, don't you think that maybe we ought to be reaching in there to get some things there, to receive some things there? Luke 17, let me read something. Luke 17, 20, 21. 17:20-21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. That's it. Faith goes into the kingdom and seeks it and receives it and receives the things of the kingdom. All the things of the kingdom, so much of which we have not been a partaker of so far, because we're looking without for it. We need to be looking within for it. Faith knows how to draw on the power within. Faith reaches within. Contained within every believer is power, all the power that you're ever going to need for your whole life, because the Holy Spirit has all power, all glory. Faith reaches beyond, too. This is why many of you never do anything much in God, because you won't reach beyond your comfortable level of living, your comfort zone level of living. See, to reach beyond will rock your own boat, man. And maybe your boat needs to get a little rocket going on. Maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you've just been not moving hardly at all for years. Maybe you're just stuck in the same place, huh, for a long time. You need the boat rocked. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, it said Luke 1:37. You need to have that kind of mentality. Nothing is impossible to him that believeth, because nothing is impossible with God. See, we just read it. For with God, nothing is impossible. So nothing's impossible to him that believeth, because nothing is impossible with God. It's just impossible to the unbelieving believer. That's who it's impossible to. Are you an unbelieving believer or a believing believer today? How many times have you and I been guilty of being an unbelieving believer? Anytime lately? All the time lately? I don't know. You know, I'm not picking on anybody, but you know, let's just be challenged a little bit here tonight. How many times have you and I been guilty of being an unbelieving believer? I would say more times than anybody wants to admit. Yeah, amen. All of us. Yeah, more times than anybody wants to admit. But faith reaches beyond where you are today and beyond the realm of the natural and the natural limitations of the natural realm of this worldly realm of which we live in, of the sense, feeling, the five senses. Huh? The limitations you and others have put on yourself. You won't go beyond them till you go forth beyond them in faith. Amen. And we're getting a thunderstorm and rainstorm all of a sudden. So I need to just go close the window here. If you don't mind me just moving through here as quickly as I can. Hallelujah. Cause it's pouring. You can probably hear it. That's real loud. But thank you, Jesus. Hope you didn't mind that. Let's go on back here and get on with the faith talking. Faith is reaching. I thank God for faith, don't you? God gave you faith. He gave me faith. What we do with it is up to us. It can either grow or it can lie dormant and alive. Amen. It can either grow or lie dormant. You know, there's something God wants you to do in life that you're never going to do until you go beyond your natural limitations, those mental limitations. So you put some limitations on yourself with the help of a demon. Yeah, that's right. Most everybody has. Let's just face it. Maybe it's inferiority. Maybe it's insecurities. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's just looks you think are hindering you. Or maybe it's just that you just say, I'm the shy type. Well, if you say I'm the shy type, give me a chapter and verse for that. Does God have a shy type? I don't think so. You know, whatever those limitations are, the enemy has helped you author those limitations. And faith reaches beyond those limitations. And you need to let your faith reach beyond your limitation. Amen? Whatever those self-imposed limitations are, hey, you know, well, I'm just this type of person. That's the way I've always been. That's the way my mom and daddy went. Well, maybe they had the same demon, too. Maybe you picked up the demon they had. I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay? You got to step out because faith reaches out. See, you'll be stuck until your faith reaches. You know, it'll do what others say cannot be done because they're not doing it. And to do it would make them uncomfortable. And yeah, maybe it'll make you uncomfortable too, but you've got to step out if you want to reach beyond. And faith reaches out. It reaches out in expectation. It reaches out to others and possesses the land. What kind of expectations do you have toward God tonight, right now? What kind of expectations are you living in right now? Are you expecting a manifestation of God in your life? Are you expecting to be healed? Are you expecting to be bold and to share with somebody, him to bring somebody across your path? Are you expecting, or you do have no reach out expectation? John 20:27 then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Be not faithless, but believing. The Lord's saying the same thing to you and I tonight. Be not faithless. Be not faithless, but believing. You know, those who are going to conquer and be more than conquerors in these latter days are the ones that are going to be not faithless, but believing. Jesus said, be not faithless. Too much of the church is faithless today. That's right. We have accepted the natural way of doing things, the worldly way of doing things, and it seems to get things done. So why do we need faith? Yeah, wait till you go into some serious problems, right? Then you got to have faith. You're going to have faith to get through this stuff, right? If you face serious problems, because you know, ultimately, if you're not living by faith, and even sometimes you're living by faith, you're going to face things in this world. Hey, without it, without faith, you will always settle for mediocre, too. And God doesn't want you to just have mediocre. He wants you to have more than enough. Amen? And when faith reaches out, it goes beyond mediocrity. Amen? It goes into God's realm. How many know we need to be living more in God's realm than we need to be living in this world's realm? Amen. And that's a spiritual state that we can propagate within ourselves, that we can begin to harvest, let come forth to harvest in ourselves. Matthew 9:29. Then toucheth he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. He's still saying that one too to us. According to your faith, be it unto you. This should be our motto. As our faith is, it will be done unto me. It will be done unto us. See? If faith ceases to reach out, life will be very unadventuresome. And it may be boring. It may be dreary. That's why a lot of Christians are bored. They're not walking by faith. They're not stepping out in faith. They're not reaching out in faith. See? God will have you to reach out and reach beyond. Amen? Amen. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? There's so much more in God. There's so much more to be had. There's so much more to be possessed. There's so much more to be received right now. Right now. See, faith ceases to reach out. If it does, life will be, you know, a drag, really. But Paul was full of faith, and he was a man of action. Faith without action is dead. Faith without work, that's what it means. Faith without action is dead. If there's no action to your faith, there's no faith in operation. Because the Bible says it's dead. Faith without works is dead. So if there's no action, the works mean action. Stepping out into the unknown, stepping out and believing Jesus is going to be there. It's like stepping out on a limb and expecting that limb's going to hold you up. See, that's by faith you went out there. It's by faith that you're stepping out into the, you know, the Bible says, you know, launch your net on the other side of the boat, you know. Hey, I've already been fishing all night. They can't catch anything, you know. And well, launch it one more time. Cast that net out there one more time. Come out into the deep. Hey, you know, step out there. What are you doing? Reach out with that faith. Reach out with your God-given faith, you know, and take on those devils and overcome them. See? Paul was a man of accomplishment and of action, and you're not going to reach out. You know, you're not going to reach out until you reach out in faith, because you can't reach out in unbelief. You can't reach out in fear. You can't reach out in anxiety and nervousness and tension, stress. You got to reach out in faith. The harvest is ripe, the Bible says, but, you know, where are the workers? The workers are few. Why? Because there's not many reaching out into the field in faith. Not many putting their hand to the plow today. Listen, children of God, your life would not be what it could be until you begin to live really by faith and quit letting your feelings dominate your life. Quit letting your feelings dominate the way you live. By faith, by faith, by faith. Our walk is very shallow until we, by faith, reach out. Amen. We reach within to God. We reach beyond our present level and limitation. And then we reach out into the world, into the devil's camp, and take what he thinks is his. We take what he claims is his. And so we reach in there and we possess what the enemy has taken. Take back what the enemy stolen, in other words. And what he thinks is his, it's not his. He's just a thief and a robber. How many know the devil's a thief and a robber? How many have you ever been robbed from by the devil? Is that a pleasant feeling? I don't think so. I sure haven't liked it when I've been robbed from. And I'm sure that you don't like it when you get robbed from. And you recognize the thief. The thief be found, he's your restorer hundredfold. That's what the Bible says. So there's something to that too, that we need to be made aware of. There's some supernatural take back, you know, supernatural get back what the enemy's stolen. How much has he stolen in your life? I don't know about yours, but he stole a lot in my life. And I've been demanding to give back what the devil's stolen, what the thief and the robber has stolen. And I'm seeing God at work. I'm seeing blessings at work. I'm seeing the working of the Lord. The working of the Lord is mighty, folks. Amen. And see, a lot of people don't think God can do nothing. They haven't seen much. But I'm telling you, you're not looking in the right place. You're not looking into the Spirit first. You're not reaching down to the realm of the kingdom and receiving those things that are of God. You're looking at all the natural, the natural, the natural. Loom big in front of your eyes, all that natural stuff. Yeah, we all look at it. We all see it. But we don't need to be focusing on that as much as we do on Jesus. On Jesus, folks. We need to be looking at Jesus. We need to get our eyes off the world and onto Jesus. I know it's kind of hard for some of you because you're used to just looking at the world. And you're looking at the world situation to base your life on what's going on out there. We don't base our life on what happened to the world. We base our life on what happened in the kingdom, what happened in the Word of God, what the Word of God says. This is the basis for our lives, see. We make it the wrong thing, the basis for our lives. No wonder the demons are having heyday with you. You know, they're messing with you because you've been looking at the wrong sources. You got to look at the right source. You got to look at God bigger than my demon, God bigger than any devils that I've ever had or ever will have. And he's within me planted the authority over those devils. Amen. And those devils can be cast out. Those devils can be routed out. They can go in Jesus' name. And not only can they go, they will go. So you got to declare, you know, the action. Now they can. Anybody will say, oh, God can. God can heal my baby, but who's going to go around saying God does heal my baby? It baby is healed. In Jesus' name. That's faith. They start calling things that are not as though they are. That's faith. That's real faith. Anybody can say, God's able to heal me or God's able to bring me rent money this month. Sure, he's able, but will he do it? See, faith declares he's done it in Jesus' name. My rent is paid in Jesus' name. My house is sold. My car is sold. My clothing is paid for. My food is on my table in Jesus' name. I have more than enough in Jesus' name. See, faith declares things as, you know, calling those things that are not as though they are, and they become a reality because you did. Faith does that, and faith received because it reached out into that realm where anything is possible to him that believes. See, amen, amen, amen. Do you hear that tonight? Amen. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to people where they live. I'm talking to people where they need to get stirred up in their life. They need to let the rivers minister to them, the streams that flow out of the river or the rivers that flow out of the river. They need to let that take place. Amen. And see the power manifestation because we're going to get through this in time, but we're going to get through the power that dwelleth in us. You know, Paul said, I didn't come to you in word, but I came into you in the power. See, it's not just word, but it's power too. See, we got to have the words, but we also got to have the power. And the power is received and walked in by faith. You just step out there and reach into that realm, and you take that power that is yours in Christ Jesus. It is, but you have to believe that. I know it's challenging. For some people, it's very challenging. But in Jesus' name, take the challenge and step out there. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for these words, Father. Thank you, Lord, for words of life, for words of challenge, words to call us up higher, to call us to go further, to call us to reach, to call us to go deeper within and pull up what's in there, in that kingdom that dwells within. It's not with the observation of the world necessarily, but we know it's there. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every blessing, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. We thank you for your great and glorious love that you have for us right now. We thank you that, Lord, you've made a way where there is no way. If we'll just take that way, you'll take us in that way. And we don't have to fear the destroyer, Father, for he cannot visit our house if we'll stand with the blood covering continually. Thank you, Jesus. And not given that fear, temptation to fear, and temptation to believe that the enemy is going to prevail. No, we don't give into that temptation. The Bible says give no place to the devil, but we do give place to the Holy Spirit. We do give place to you, Father. We give you full place in our lives for full manifestation of your life through us, Father. We thank you for that tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if there be any listening right now, live or later, that have not asked Jesus into your heart right now, we want to give you that opportunity to ask Jesus into your heart. Just say, Jesus, I believe that you are God, and I ask you to come and live in me. I repent for my sins, my many sins, a lifetime of sin. I ask you to wash them all away with your blood, and I turn away from them, and I give you my life from this day forward. My life is yours, Lord. You do what you want with me. Amen. Just prayer similar to that or the same. Doesn't matter. Just believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. You shall be saved. That's what the Bible says in Luke, in Romans 10, 9, and 10, I believe it is. So you just step out there and take that faith. Reach into heaven and receive your salvation, because he's there ready to save you. And then he will deliver you too. So Father, we thank you for deliverance tonight too, in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead now and take a little intermission for a few minutes. And then we will come back and we will cast out some demons for the remainder of the program. All right, be right back. Get some deliverance tonight. Get rid of some of these noxious weeds that would try to grow in our lives. Yeah, that's that poison. They're noxious. They're disgusting. They hold people back. They hinder people in ways of which we do not appreciate. Amen? We don't appreciate demons. At least I don't. I don't appreciate them at all. I truly think that you don't either. Because I don't think we like those things. We don't like the things that they do. We come against the manic depressive spirit right now tonight. In Jesus' name, we rebuke it. We break the curse of manic depression. And we command that spirit to go. We break it. Power, in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Manic depressive, you come out, 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 come out. We break your control. We break your power here. In Jesus' name, be weakened by the blood of Jesus and go. Right now, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Anorexia, you come out. Bulimia, anorexia, come out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Anorexia, bulimia, come out. We break the curse of it. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come out. Yeah. You got to go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. I tell you, some people look totally normal, yet they're making themselves throw up every time they eat any food at all. They just throw it up because they're tormented by spirits. Tormented by spirits. Some of them are lovely people, beautiful people, and handsome, good-looking people, but mainly, it's probably more women than men, but still they just, they got that spirit. They think they're fat, and they're not fat. I've seen very skinny people who had this spirit. They would make themselves throw up anytime they eat any food because they thought they were so fat and they were tormented. They were driven that way. We break the power of those spirits right now. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Anorexia and bulimia, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Panic attacks, you come out. Panic spirit, panicking. amount. Paranoid spirits, you go right now, paranoid, being fearful, being paranoid of people. I'm out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out all the way out in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go. Spirits that you may have picked up in a doctor's office or hospital during procedures, you come out of there right now. We break the power of those spirits. You know, those hospitals, if you go into one, you better cover yourself with the blood of Jesus and station the angels round about you. Anoint your room with oil or have somebody else come and do that if you have anybody, or do it yourself if you can when you go in there. But we just break off any spirits right now and command them to go. Spirits that came in at the hospital. Spirits that came in at the doctor's office. Come out. Spirits that come in at funeral homes. These hitchhikers that are looking for open doors to get in. Come out. All the way out. All those spirits that pick up at the doctor's office, at the hospital. Come out. At the funeral home. Come out. All the way out. That spirit of distress. You're living in distress. You feel distressed all the time. Come out. That spirit of distress. Distress. You go. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Distress. Come out of there. All the way out. Up and out. Let them go. Take a few coughs. Get them going. All the way out. All that distress. Go. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Go. Come out. Spirit of loneliness. You come out. Spirit of loneliness, spirits, come out, all that loneliness, we're talking to you, come out, loneliness, all the way out, Jesus' name, go, all that loneliness, go, in the name of Jesus, right now, all that loneliness, come out, all that worry, all that stress, come out, worry and stress, we're talking to you, all the way out, depression, come out, depression, all the way out, we rebuke the spirit of depression, come out of there, all the way up out of there, go, in the name of Jesus, right now, loose them and let them go, depression, come up out of there, go, in the name of Jesus, right now, loose them and let them go, all the way out, you gotta go, all that depression, I bind you, come out of there, all the way out, all that spirit of anxiety, you come out, spirit of anxiety, come out, anxiety, go, thank you, Jesus, it has to go, all that anxiety, thank you, Lord, all that anxiety, who do you demons think that you are? You're not people, obviously. People don't live inside of other people and get attached on the inside of people. Yeah. But there could be attachments that people do have with other people. So we could break off any ungodly attachments. How about that a demon keeps in place? We break off ungodly attachments. Attachments to the wrong people that have remained for some time now. We rebuke that. We command that attachment to be broken right now. Attachment to the wrong people. Attachment to people who would bring you down, hinder you, block you, cause you to be colder in the Lord than you should be, and even call you to fall away or hinder your walk. Come out of there. All those attachments. We break those demonic attachments to certain people in Jesus' name. go, all that attachment. We break your power. We break your control. We break demonic attachments. Come out right now. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Break those ungodly attachments. Go in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. We break that dependency on other people. A lot of people have that dependency. Dependency. They have an ungodly dependency on people when they ought to be dependent on the Lord. We break that dependency in Jesus' name. Unnatural dependency. You go right now. Do you think a demon might be causing that as well? Unnatural dependency on a person when you should be putting your faith in the Lord? You go too in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. How about a hoarding spirit? You just keep everything you get, pile it up in your home. Some people do that. You can't even walk in people's houses. I've seen houses like that, been in houses like that. So much stuff in them, you couldn't even walk through the house. It was amazing, some of them. Yeah. You come out of there, hoarding spirit. Come out right now, hoarding. Won't get rid of anything. Just keep hoarding and piling it up. Come out, all that hoarding spirit, come out, 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 come out. Yeah, I'm thinking of one right now. There was just a little tiny trail to get through that house. That way it was just cluttered up everywhere. I had to walk down a little trail to get around in there. Yeah, that's how it was. And they hoarded everything. Keep everything, even the junk. I mean, some people won't even get rid of the junk. It's obviously just trash, but they hoard it. Well, I might have a use for that. I want it. I want to keep it. You know, that's a spirit. We command it to go. We break the power of that spirit. We break the curse of hoarding. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there, hoarding spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. Love of money, we command that to go. That spirit, love of money, love of money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So we bind that love of money spirit, that mammon, the love of money. You come out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now, the love of money spirit. Come out. Love for money, love of money. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, the love of money, the love of money. Come on, Jesus' name. Have you ever been called a scatterbrain? That was a curse. If somebody calls you that, say, I break that. I don't receive that in Jesus' name. That's right. If they call you something like that, you just go on the I don't receive in that. That's right. So come out of there, scatterbrain. Come out, scatterbrain. We break the curse of being called a scatterbrain. Come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All that scatterbrain, you go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. Or maybe loose lips. Somebody called you loose lips, and they're saying it, loose lips sink ships. Well, we break the curse of being loose lips. Got to tell everything you know. I know some people like that. They just tell everything they know. So no control over what, I mean, that's why you don't ever tell them anything, because they don't have any control over their lips. They have loose lips, and they just speak out. And so you don't ever tell them anything, because if you tell them something, everybody, you're going to know, right? Come out of there, loose lips. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break the curse of loose lips. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. Come out. Come out, come out, loose lips. Come out, come out. hard-headed. You've been told that. We break the curse of you're hard-headed. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. All that hard-headedness, come out. Come out. That means you're stubborn, you're unteachable, you're hard-headed, you're quick and prone to, acting without thinking, and you won't receive correction, instruction. Come out. All the way out. Go, go, go. We break the curse of hard-headedness. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. That hard-headed spirit, go. We break the curse. You go in Jesus' name. All that hard-headedness, go. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That unbelieving spirit, unbelieving spirit, go, 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 all the way out. Unbelieving spirit, I bind you all the way out. Come out, unbelief, unbelieving, come out, come out, come out, come out. Double-mindedness, come out, come out. We break that curse, double-minded, all the way out. Go, in the name of Jesus, that double-minded spirit, go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. What about that faithless spirit? Faithless. The Bible said, be not faithless, but believing. So there's a faithless spirit. If a person is faithless, you operate in that faithless spirit. So we rebuke that faithless spirit and command it to go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. That faithless spirit, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Go, go, move, 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 up and out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Faithless, that faithless spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that unfaithful spirit too, come out in Jesus' name, just being unfaithful. Yeah, you come out, unfaithful, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirit of infertility, you want to have a baby, haven't been fertile, come out, all the way out, go, infertility, come out, in Jesus' name. We break the curse of infertility, come out in Jesus' name right now. That infertility spirit, you come out, come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Infertility, come out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Spirits, you have to go. You have to obey. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels chase and sword these demons. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Spirit of heartache, come out. Come out, heartache, heartbroken, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, the heartache spirit, come out, come out, come out of there. Something happened. They told you to have a heartache. It's not an accurate word. Your physical heart may not be aching, but there's an ache in your soul, from being wounded so badly. So come out of there. All that spirit that we call heartache, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name and be healed from that heartache and be whole again in the name of Jesus right now. Be healed, be whole, and be healed of the hurt, the pain, the heartache that was caused in your life. Some situation or some person. I know some people right now just full of heartache and they're just struggling to just live and to make it through life. And they just don't want to do anything because there's so much heartache there. Yeah, granted, some bad things happen, but in God, we can move on. In God, we can step on to the next step of faith and keep trusting Him. I know, but we can do that, but some people, it's the struggle because there's demons involved, and maybe they don't know that it's a demon involved, but nevertheless, the demons do get involved that way and keep the open wound just burning and troubling them. And they think it consumes their mind even to where their mind thinks about it all the time, and they have a problem functioning at their jobs. They have a problem functioning in their marriage. Yeah. Just one heartache can do that. If you let it, it'll run away with you. Oh, yeah, and mess up things real good. So we got to get rid of that, all that heartache. Go all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Have you had things stolen from you? The curse of theft. We break that curse of theft off of you in Jesus' name. Where things keep getting stolen, keep getting robbed from you somehow. They're taking your stuff. They're taking your whatever. But we break the curse of theft over your life right now. Command that spirit to go, the curse of theft. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Loose them and loose them and let them go all the way out. All the way. Come out. Come out. All that curse of theft, being robbed. Robbed repeatedly by the devil or people that the devil's using. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, go. Spirit of sadness, come out. Spirit of sadness, you come out of there. Go, 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 go. Lord, replace it with gladness. All that sadness has to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of sadness, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Spirit of superstition, you come out. Superstitious of things. Oh, I better not walk under the ladder, or better not let that black cat cross my path. Or, you know, superstition. I better carry a lucky charm. No, you better not. You'd be in trouble dealing with luck there. You'd be opening up yourself to all kinds of spirits. All that superstition, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out, up and out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out, all that sadness, come out, all that superstition, come out, all the way out, all the way out, all that fear of punishment. Come out now, fear of punishment. Fear you're going to be punished because of your sin. Come on, Jesus bore your punishment on the cross. This is a lie. So come out of there, that fear of punishment. Come out in the name of Jesus. This lying spirit, the fear of punish people with that. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, when you're speeding, you're afraid you're going to get a ticket. You have that fear of punishment. Is when you sin, you do something wrong, you're afraid that something bad's going to happen to you. Yeah, you got to go out of there. Get out of there, demons. Go, come out. We cast you out. All that fear of punishment, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that fear of punishment, go. Loose them, let them go. Loose them, let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Fear of punishment, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Yes, you have to go. Spirit of regret, you come out. Regrets. I have regrets about my life, you say. You have regrets. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Well, you can't live in those regrets because that will paralyze you from moving ahead. You will not walk in faith. You will not walk in the gladness of God if you have regrets all the time. Come out. All that regret, come out. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. That's right. You won't live in gladness consistently. You might taste it, but you're not going to live in it all the time when you got regret beating up on you. And you're just continually thinking that those regrets about things. Yeah, don't want to hold on to that, do you? Amen. I sure wouldn't want to. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for the life you've given us, Lord. And we thank you that we can live it to the fullest, the best way that you would have us to live it, Father. We thank you for grace to do that, too, Lord. And we thank you for sealing this deliverance to the people that have received deliverance tonight, Father. Help them to keep what they got, walk it out, and walk in the blessing. Amen, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you for your presence here in the program tonight. We praise you that I have sensed your presence, and I hope other people have too, Lord. And we praise you and give you glory for it now in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right, pleasure being with you tonight. We love you. Thank you for being part of this radio church, Lord, and people, and We just appreciate your presence, Lord, and appreciate the people's presence, too. We just bless you in the name of Jesus and hope to see you back next Friday night as we come back and do another program. Amen. And let the Lord minister as he will. Well, we'll be back then. Bye-bye.
Will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy
Love. You believe that about yourself? He is taking care of you. And he will continue to do that. There's not going to be any time that he doesn't. The good news is, he said, I'll never leave you. That's awful good news to me. I think that's all awesome good news. I love it. Don't you? To know that I will never leave you, even when you're not the best person, and everybody has times that they're not, but point is, he's never going to leave you. He loves you. Amen. And so if he loves you that much, then he wants to bless you. He wants to answer your prayers when they're prayed according to his word. So don't quit believing that they'll be answered. Keep an expectation. Amen. Keep an expectation. God is good. All right. Well, good night. Love you. Thank you for listening. Lord bless you. See you back next week, Lord willing. And I believe he is. So we'll see you then. Good night now.